All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Bolo. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Vanchakapaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Bacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We are studying the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter number 7, Lord Chaitanya in 5 features. Currently, we have 11 people around the world listening on the internet from Jalandhar, Los Angeles, Mauritius, Tennessee, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Vancouver. Hari Bol devotees online. We left off on verse number 5. Very good. Let us begin. Of course, this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the special gift of our spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is Krishnadas Kaviraj speaking. Spiritually, there are no differences between these 5 tattvas. So the 5 tattvas, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Charya, Gadadhar, and Srivas Thakur. Meaning, the 5 tattvas, Lord Chaitanya, the incarnation of a devotee. Then you have Nityananda, the expansion of a devotee. Advaita Acharya is another incarnation of a devotee. Gadadhar is Shakti Tattva, manifestation of Srimati Radharani. And Srivas Thakur represents Jiva Tattva. And in this case, he's Narada Muni. These are the 5 tattvas. For on the transcendental platform, everything is absolute. Yet there are also varieties in the spiritual world. And in order to taste these spiritual varieties, one should distinguish between them. So here is Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. How something can be one and at the same time different. This is the underlying principle of everything Lord Chaitanya teaches, is this concept of achintya, beda, abeda, that something can be one and at the same time different. For instance, we're all human beings, but some of you are Biharis, some of you are Gujaratis, some of you are Malecha Yavanas. Well, only you, only one is Malecha Yavana. All right? So although we're human beings, at the same time there are differences. Or we're all human beings. Some of us are woman. Some of us are male. So something can be one and at the same time different. That's Achintya Beda Abeda Tattva. Simple. So here, generally people think absolute means no distinction. That's the impersonalist or Mayavad conception. The absolute truth is just oneness without distinction, no variety. Lord Chaitanya is saying no. Ultimate spiritual reality is that there's oneness and variety. The impersonalist and the Mayavadis don't want any variety when it comes to spiritual life. May Krishna bless you. You understand? Shankaracharya's philosophy or any impersonal variety, as soon as you put variety, they say, no, 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 that's material. That's their whole concept. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, something can be absolute, something can be one, and at the same time there can be varieties. Another good example, Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are one, but they've separated themselves eternally into two Why? To enjoy loving pastimes. All right? This is, again, Lord, this is Lord Chaitanya's biggest slogan, that Radha and Krishna are one, but at the same time, eternally separated themselves into two. So when you see Radha, so that's why, especially when I'm trying to explain to non-Hindus, Christians, or others, I explain to them, God, because they'll accuse us, oh, you Hindus, you're polytheist. And I say, I'm not a polytheist. I am monotheist. Because Radha and Krishna are one. But they're manifesting as two. I was explaining yesterday in my class that when you come to transcendental knowledge, you have to give up your material conception. In other words, you have to be able to accommodate an elephant on a dish. Where do you see an elephant on a dish? Right? But in spiritual life, that's what you have to be able to do. Or that story, the Brahmin and the cobbler. When Narada said, when the Brahmins asked Narada, what was Narayan doing when you saw him? And Narayan told him what to say. Narayan said, you tell them that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. So the Brahmin said, go away. You're Narada, you're talking nonsense. But when the cobbler was told, the cobbler said, oh, my Lord is so great. And Narada said, you believe that? And the cobbler said, of course I believe that. And then he gave the example of the banyan seed, that within the tiny banyan seed, what's there potentially? The banyan tree. Everybody knows how big is the banyan tree, but it all starts from... So the cobbler said, if my Lord can put a banyan tree in the seed, he can thread an elephant through the eye of a needle. So Radha and Krishna are one, and at the same time too. Even in the Catholic religion, they have this concept. I was raised Catholic. They also have this, although they don't know, they also have Achintya Beta Beta. Their philosophy is one God in three persons. They have God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Ghost, and now they call it the Holy Spirit. But when I was growing up, he was called Holy Ghost. They've changed. So they even have that. And then if they bring that up, I say, oh, very good. Jesus is God's Son. But Jesus is the son of Krishna. And then they can't argue with me. You know why? Because I tell them, it says in Bible, nobody goes to the Father but through Jesus. I worshiped Jesus for 22 years. He showed me who is the Father. Krishna. Talk to the hand. They can't argue with me. By their own philosophy, I can defeat them. But of course, they won't accept. All right, let's continue. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In his Anubhashya commentary, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati describes the Pancha Tattva as follows. Oh, this is good. Now, it's going to be a little technical, so we'll go slow, okay? We're in Adi Leela, chapter 7, verse 5. Where's your book? Okay. The book should be in your car at all times. It's very important to have the book because this is technical. This is what I call spiritual engineering. This is technical stuff. Bhagavad Gita is pretty simple. Chaitanya Charitamrita, and now we're getting into the engineering level. So you got to go slow, line by line. Okay, in his Anubhashya commentary, the supreme energetic, the personality of Godhead, manifesting in order to enjoy five kinds of pastimes, appears as the members of the Pancha Tattva. Again, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas. Actually, there is no difference between them because they are situated on the absolute platform. The absolute platform is spiritual platform. But they manifest different spiritual varieties as a challenge to the impersonalists to taste different kinds of spiritual humors or rasas. Whenever I see this word humor, I remember when I was a kid, before they had Baskin and Robbins in the neighborhood, and the parents always hated it, there'd be this jingling of the bells, and it was an ice cream truck called Good Humor. And still they have it. And as soon as the kids hear that, Mommy, Mommy, and they go mad, right? So whenever I see this word humor, I'm thinking, oh, that's the good humor. It is this Krishna consciousness. All right. In the Vedas, it is said, this is an important one. Everyone say, Parasya Shaktir, the Vidhaiva Shruyate. That is something you'll see Prabhupada quote so many times. The varieties of energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are differently known. So in Gita, Krishna breaks it down into two. Material, spiritual. You could break it down elsewhere, but that would be your basic breakdown of Krishna's energies. Spiritual and material. Which one are we? We're material? Bhagavad Gita, first lesson. Now, you could say hybrid, which I've said many times. Then I would accept, because right now, we're a mixture of matter and spirit. But as we are intrinsically, we're spiritual. Good. Whew. All right, let's go on. From this statement of the Vedas, one can understand that there are eternal varieties of humors or tastes in the spiritual world. Because, again, the impersonalists will say varieties are temporary, which are found in the material world. But the Shankarites and the impersonalists will say, but once we get to the absolute world, there'll be no more varieties. There'll just be oneness. That is their bliss, Brahmananda. No more varieties, no more distinctions, just oneness. But Lord Chaitanya says, eternal varieties in the spiritual world. Sri Gauranga, everyone say. Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar, and Srivas Thakur are all on the same platform, but in spiritually distinguishing between them, one should understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the form of a devotee. Nityananda Prabhu appears in the form of a devotee's spiritual master. Advaita Prabhu is the form of a bhakta, or devotee, incarnation. Gadadhar Prabhu is the energy of a bhakta. And Srivas Thakur is a pure devotee. Thus, there are spiritual distinctions between them. The bhakta rupa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the bhakta swarupa, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the bhakta avatar, Sri Advaita Prabhu, are described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, his immediate manifestation, and his plenary expansion, and they all belong to the Vishnu category. Vishnu category means God level, okay? So the personality of Godhead himself, that's Lord Chaitanya Krishna. His immediate expansion, who's Krishna's first expansion? Balaram, that's Nityananda. And then his plenary expansion is Mahavishnu, because Balaram expands as Sankarshan, Sankarshan expands as Narayan, Narayan expands as Mahavishnu. Okay, you got that? And they all belong to the Vishnu category. Although the spiritual and marginal energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, they are predominated subjects whereas Lord Vishnu is the predominator. So, Shakti Tattva is subordinate to Vishnu Tattva. Okay? And of course, Jiva Tattva is subordinate to Vishnu Tattva. So that's why Vishnu Tattva is predominator. We are not predominator. Even though we're men or women, we're not. And Dwarkadisha in his class was repeating, Jiva Swarupahoy Krishnara Nityadas. So the same concept is there. We're not the predominator or enjoyer. So the spiritual and marginal energies. Energies, by definition, is feminine. That's why we're actually not man, not woman. Soul is actually feminine. Because it's energy. And therefore, just as male dominates over female, God dominates over the female energies. All right. This kind of thing, this is called Vedanta. What I'm explaining here, this is Vedanta philosophy. Okay. And if you want to understand more, then you would read Krishna book, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, which is the longest, biggest chapter of Krishna book. That's all Vedanta. Paragraph after paragraph is all Vedanta. It's all about this stuff. Jiva Tattva, Prakriti, Purusha. Chock full of Vedanta philosophy. Okay. As such, although they are on the same platform, they have appeared differently in order to facilitate tasting of transcendental mellows. Actually, however, there is no possibility of one being different from the other. For the worshiper and the worshipable cannot be separated at any stage. Look at Radha and Krishna. Krishna is the predominator. Radharani is predominated. But they're always together, yes? Does Radharani want to be the predominator? No. And we will learn, well, I don't know, we already did that, but in chapter 4 of this book, we're studying chapter 7. In chapter 4, the whole chapter was about how Radharani enjoys more than Krishna. And she's predominated. And then in chapter 6, the previous chapter, Advaita Acharya says, you know what? You'll enjoy more being predominated than you will trying to be the predominator. And in the material world, this makes no sense. Because in the material world, everyone's trying to be predominator. The football team wants to predominate. We will smash them. Right? The politician, right? In your job, my favorite story, when Prabhupada went to Japan, he was working with the Dai Nippon book publishing, because they were publishing Prabhupada's books. Right? Somebody had the print. So he was working with this company, Dai Nippon. So Prabhupada had to go there to work out a deal. You know, it's business. Right? So there was this whole room full of Japanese businessmen, and Prabhupada's dealing with them. So there was one Japanese guy who was like Prabhupada's liaison, translating from English to Japan. Right? So after the meeting, Prabhupada asked the Japanese guy, what is your goal? So the Japanese guy had a stack of cards, business cards, and he went like this. He took the bottom card and placed it on top, telling Prabhupada, my goal, I want to be the boss. Right? You get the symbolism. So Prabhupada remarks, that's material world. Everyone wants to improve, become the boss. In spiritual life, everyone's trying to become the DOS. Not the boss, the DOS. All right. Let's go to text number 6. Now, this is a very famous prayer And this is verse number 15 of the original. The book started with 14 Sanskrit verses, which was the whole mission statement of the book. And this is verse number 15. So now he's explaining. Please repeat. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Let's do the synonyms because this is a major verse. Look at the synonyms. Panchatattva Atmakam. Comprehending the five transcendental subject matters. So we just went through that and we're going through it again. Krishnam, unto Lord Krishna. Bhakta Rupa, in the form of a devotee. So that's Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is known as the Bhakta Rupa. Then we have Swarupakam, in the expansion of a devotee. So that's Nityananda, who was actually Balaram, because Balaram is Krishna's older brother and his first expansion. There you go, elephant on the dish. How can your elder brother be your expansion? Yes.
Swarupakam means vansh, the same thing.
Means what?
Swans, like Krishna, Vivinans.
Yes, Swangsha, yes. Swangsha, very good. I like you. All right. Bhakta avataram, in the incarnation of a devotee. So that's Mahavishnu. All right. Then you have Bhakta akyam, known as a devotee. So that's Narada Muni. Okay. Or in this case, Srivas Thakur. Okay. Namami, I offer my obeisances. Bhakta Shaktikam, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yes, Gadadhar, Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani expands as the gopis, the queens of Dwaraka, and Lakshmis. All the Lakshmis, they all originate from Srimati Radharani. That we also learned, well, you didn't, but in chapter 4 of this book, that's also explained. Hint, 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 chapter 4. Might want to read it on your spare time. Maybe we'll do that next after this chapter. Because it's such a nectarian chapter. All right. Please repeat. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five as a devotee. Expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his brother. So Nityananda is not Lord Chaitanya's birth brother, because Nityananda appears before in a different family, but spiritual brother. Okay. He is the personified bliss of Sachit Ananda Vigraha. His body is transcendental and full of ecstasy in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Bhakta Rupa. Everyone say. The form of a devotee. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu is called Bhakta Swarupa. Say that. The expansion of a devotee. Sri Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of a devotee, is Vishnu Tattva and belongs to the same category. There are also different types of bhaktas or devotees on the platforms of neutrality, servitude, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal love. Those are the five rasas or humors. Devotees like Sri Damodar, Sri Gadadhar, and Sri Ramananda are different energies. So we already studied Ramananda Roy 2 years ago. We did the whole Ramananda Roy. Yes, sir.
What exactly is the relationship of neutrality?
The relationship of neutrality thank you for your nice question, means you don't have any service, but you have great appreciation and great respect, and you're simply enamored with God. You don't have any service yet, but when you see God and you're always thinking of God, and the Christians have a term, rapture, you're just like, oh. Now, pervertedly, in the material world, we see that with movie stars. If you're in an airport sometime, somebody will say, look, and it's some famous movie star. Everybody just goes, right? Or if some famous person arrives on the scene, you know, they capture everyone's attention, okay? So that's a perverted reflection. But for a devotee on neutrality, they're always thinking of God. They're free from any material contact, and they're totally absorbed in thought of God. That's neutrality. If they can progress, then they'll get some service.
So it's not a neophyte?
In one sense, yes. But neophyte, what you're referring to, is the Kanishta Adhikari, a person who is worshiping God and has material motivations. Okay? Can we continue? All right. Because all the questions should be answered. This confirms the Vedic Sutra, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. All these bhakta subjects taken together constitute Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Okay? So, sometimes people will say that Lord Chaitanya is Radharani. No. He's Krishna in the mood of Radharani, or the combined form of Radha and Krishna. But best way to say it, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Because and Prabhupada is emphasizing that. Let's go to text number 7. Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, is the supreme personality of Godhead himself, the supreme controller. No one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna. What's the word I always... Asamordva. Yes. Asama ordva. That Prabhupada explains in the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada introduces that term. It's also in Krishna book. Asamordva, or in break it out to two words, Asama Urva. No one is equal to Krishna. No one is greater. Okay. No one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna, yet he appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda. Elephant on the dish. Two things can be true at the same time, although seemingly contradiction. Purport. In this verse, Kaviraj Goswami gives an accurate description of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by stating that although no one is equal to or greater than him, and he is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure, he nevertheless appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda Mayi. Why? Why would someone whose no one is greater than or equal to, and who is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure, why would that somebody become somebody's son? Why? That is my question.
Two things. First thing is he's doing a leela. Second thing, they are his devotees, so he's giving the pleasure to the devotees.
Ah, very good. Yes. And what was the first thing you said? It's his leela? So when you say leela, what does that mean?
They're just like a drama. It's not real, but they're...
And what's he get out of it?
Pleasure.
Ah, there you go.
Pleasure.
Thank you. It's his pleasure. And the second thing you said, which is nice, he's giving nice benediction to Yashoda and Nanda. Just as last couple, all week, I've been speaking on Brahma stealing the boys and calves. So when Krishna expanded as the boys and calves for 1 year, he was giving an opportunity for all the mothers and the cows to feed him. Normally they wouldn't. But in disguise as their sons and calves, and they didn't know because it looked just like their boys and calves. They didn't know that actually they were feeding Krishna. But they did notice one thing. They had more love for these than they normally did. And Balaram picked it out. Balaram said, this is very peculiar. Everybody's acting very funny. And that's when Krishna said, oh yes, for 1 year I've been doing this masquerade. Yes. Let's go on. Text number 8. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme enjoyer in the rasa dance. He is the leader of the damsels of Raja, and all others are simply his associates. Now, the author of this book, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he does not waver at any time throughout this book. Repeatedly, he concludes, Krishna is the supreme. In the third chapter of this book, he spends a large portion proving that Krishna is the supreme. Because that's important. Otherwise, you're not going to properly understand Lord Chaitanya. So you have to be convinced that no one is equal to or greater than Krishna in order to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. Purport. The word rasadi vilasi, the enjoyer of the rasa dance, is very important. The rasa dance can be enjoyed only by Sri Krishna because he is the supreme leader and chief of the damsels of Vrindavan. One of his names, Gopi Jana Vallabha. Right? We sing that all the time. Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivaradhari. All others are his devotees and associates. Although no one can compare with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are many unscrupulous rascals who imitate the rasa dance of Sri Krishna. They are Mayavadis, and people should be wary of them. The rasa dance can be performed only by Sri Krishna and no one else. Even Narayan does not do. Narayan, right? He is properly with his consort Lakshmi. You're not going to see some leela where Narayan is doing like what Krishna does. Krishna is Krishna, and Krishna as Narayan behaves differently. Just like Ram and Sita. There's no difference between Ram and Krishna, yes or no? Well, the answer is both yes and no. Again, but in terms of tattva, is Ram God? All right, so he's on Vishnu Tattva platform. Yes. All right, so from that angle of vision, there's no dip. That's why we always say, if somebody's a Ram Bhakta, no problem. Ram is God, no problem. Vishnu Tattva. But we all know, you know better than me, Ram did Eka Patni Vrat, yes. Right? Shurpanaka approached, he said, I am only with Sita. And that's when Shurpanak went nuts. Because she wanted Ram. Yes or no? Yes. She had much lusty desire for Ram. So Ram, even though he's God, he only was with Sita. And when Sita was killed, that's why Ram had to kill Ravan. Because he had to protect Sita. There's no way. Prabhupada writes in one place, Ram could have made thousands of Sitas. He could do that. Ram could have said, one Sita, no problem. I'll create 1,000 more. Not as Ram. He had to go and save Sita, teaching everyone. So in the Ram avatar, God behaves, or in Narayan avatar, he behaves one way. But as Krishna, different story. He only married 16,108. All right, let's continue. The self-same Lord Krishna. Yes. No, if it's about spiritual life, can it be stupid?
I think it all comes to like, because Ram also wanted to achieve, he wanted to degrade his devotee, you know. Yeah. Because the Ram used to be his devotee, you know, right? So the reason he killed the Raman was he wanted
yes,
to
these Leela, but there are so many different levels going on. So Leela is one explanation. Mm-hmm. Yes. In spiritual life, we see things from as many angles of vision that are possible. Yes, you're correct. No problem.
And he was going to teach lesson also that Ravan did something wrong.
Yes, you have to kill him. And Prabhupada makes the point. Ram, in rescuing Sita, Ram was teaching us men, hey, you take a wife, you give full protection. That's your duty. You must give full protection to wife. You cannot be irresponsible. You have to do your duty, maintain your wife. So yes, in these leelas, many different things are being taught, and we have to extract as much of the jewels of knowledge that we can. Shall we continue? Oh, yes. Okay, I am not cognizant of what that particular portion that you explained, but just based on what you said, okay. Chaos in this sense means, first of all, Brahma is aware of what is supposed to happen according to plan. So as he, in other words, in the Ram Leela, and again, I like what he said, it's a dramatic performance, but he has so many different things to teach. So chaos meaning, wait a second, you're disturbing the play. Stay out of it. Let it go, because eventually it's all going to work out. You follow? So in other words, Yamaraj, based on what you say, Yamaraj was disturbing the scene of the movie. All right, so the producer is saying, hey, get that guy out of here. We've got it covered. Okay? And then Jai Vijay, they had to take three births as demons. So, you know, the script is already there. Don't improvise. Okay. We've got the script. Just based on what you said. That's all I can answer on. Good enough? Shall we continue? Oh, two thumbs up. Thank you. All right, Jai. Okay, we left off on text number 9. The selfsame Lord Krishna invented himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his eternal associates who are equally glorious. So if they're eternal associates, first of all, where is Krishna eternally? So his associates are also coming from the spiritual kingdom. You can't be an associate of Krishna unless you're on that same platform. All right. Text number 10. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme controller, the one personality of Godhead, has ecstatically become a devotee. Yet his body is transcendental and not materially tinged. So, again, you know, both things have to be there. He's God. He's in the form of a devotee, but don't think now he has a material body. He's still a devotee, but he has a transcendental body. Because the tendency to think is, oh, devotee, he must have a material body. So Krishna Das Kaviraj saying, he's God. He's disguised as a devotee, but He still has a transcendental body. You got that? Okay, purport. There are different tattvas or truths, including Isha tattva. So Isha tattva means God, controller. Jiva tattva, that's us, living entity. And Shakti tattva, Durga Mata, Srimati Radharani, Lakshmi, like that. That's Shakti tattva. Isha tattva refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is the supreme living force. So, question, is Krishna Vishnu? No? Yes. But he's still Vishnu. No, I can't, you know, because, and even Bhishma said, Adi Narayan. Krishna is also Narayan. He just happens to be Adi Narayan. That's all. So Krishna is Vishnu. He's Adi Vishnu, the source, the origin. But he's still Vishnu. Okay, let's go on. In the Katha Upanishad, it is said, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. Let's all do that. Nityo Nityanam, come on. Chaitanas Chaitananam. This was the first shloka I heard myself Prabhupada lecture on back in 1973. I'll never forget this because Prabhupada explained it so nicely. Nityo Nitya, I can still see. I was in the back, actually I was back by the deities. Prabhupada's Vyasasan was at the back of the temple. And so I was November of 1973, and Prabhupada was explaining, I could finally understand Prabhupada, because he had a very heavy accent. So in the beginning it was hard. What's he saying? But by this time, I had chanted, I had become purified. Now everything Prabhupada said was like clear as a bell. And he explained, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitanam. Beautiful. Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Eternal and the Supreme Living Force. Because Nitya means eternal and Chaitana means living force. The living entities are also eternal and are also living forces. But they are very minute in quantity, not in the number of living entities, but in power. Now, we cannot do, right? Going back to the rasa dance, Prabhupada's argument would be, you want to imitate rasa dance, first lift Govardhan Hill. Then you can do rasa dance. That's what he means by quantity, the potential power. All right? The living entity is very small. The Supreme Eternal never accepts a body of a temporary material nature, whereas the living entities, who are part and parcel of the Supreme Eternal, are prone to do so. Thus, according to the Vedic mantras, the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Master of innumerable living entities. So when Prabhupada was explaining it, when I first heard him, Prabhupada was saying the difference, because God is eternal, we're eternal. God is conscious, we are conscious. But Prabhupada said, but the difference is God is maintaining all the others. That's the difference. We can barely maintain ourselves and our family, right? United States government can barely maintain its own government. But Krishna is maintaining everyone. Elephant gets how much food every day? Who's Obama's not feeding. Krishna is feeding elephant. So Prabhupada says it's God's job to maintain everybody. Okay, let's continue. The Mayavadi philosophers, however, try to equate the minute living entities with the supreme living entity. Yes, that was Shankaracharya's whole goal, is to show they're one. That's Shankaracharya's whole program, to prove to everybody by trickery that there's no difference between God and they're one. Because they recognize no distinctions between them, Their philosophy is called Advaitavad, or monism. Factually, however, there is a distinction. This verse is especially meant to impart to the Mayavadi philosopher the understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Controller of the Personality of Godhead is Krishna himself. But as a transcendental pastime, he has accepted the form of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, Prabhupada is reiterating Krishna himself. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. All right? But he accepted the form of a devotee as a transcendental pastime. And pastime means enjoy. Work is not your pastime. Right? Unless you happen to like going to work. Like I can say, yes, work is my pastime. When I do programs, that's my work. I love it. So I can say, yes, work is my love. Give me more work. In your office, are you saying that to your boss? Boss, please, I want to work 80 hours a week. Are you saying that to your boss? No. But I happen to know a few people. I have one friend. He works for one aerospace company. So now they're making him work 80 hours a week. Same pay. That's what's happening. The demons taking advantage. And even in my wife's job, they're giving more and more work. Right? Getting rid of more people and making everybody else work. You know what I'm talking about. This happening all over. Right? The big demons have figured it out. Hey, we can get this just like China. Right? You all know what happens in China. Right? You work 12, 16 hours a day, get 50 cents. That's their goal. That is their goal.
That same thing in India.
Yes, but it's coming to America. Watch in the next few years. You watch. You watch what the demons are about to do. They want to make America just like China. Make it a third world country. Everybody works for nickels. And the big, big, big fat cats sit back like slave owners. Go back to Godhead. Don't stick around. Go back to Godhead. All right, let's continue. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes to this planet exactly like, so that means Krishna is not, right? Exactly like is not this. If somebody says, I'm going to give you $1 million bill that looks exactly like. Does that mean it is? Ha ha ha. Exactly like. As soon as you say like, therefore it's like monopoly money. It's not real. Right? Just like Robin got someone who looked exactly like Sita. But did he get Sita? No. So, Krishna says here, exactly like a human being, some rascals consider him to be one of the ordinary humans. One who thinks in that mistaken way is described as mudha. That's what's stated in Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mang mudha, 9th chapter, verse 11. Yes, sir.
I have this question always in my mind.
Yes. Transcendental body means it's a body, but it's not made of material elements. It's made of spiritual energy. Go ahead.
Then, when Krishna was on this earth, so all his Yadu dynasty, which came from him, his sons, his grandsons, were they all spiritual bodies?
That's a good question, because according to what I have read, they're not all on the same category. They're not all. Yeah, they're not all on the same platform. For instance, even in the gopis, some gopis still had a little bit of materialism. Those were the ones that were prevented. Remember in the Rasa dance? Some were allowed to immediately go, but some were checked. So the Vaishnava Acharyas explain, the ones that were checked still had some material. And so when they were checked, what happened? They gave up that body due to intense separation, right? And then in a pure spiritual body, they joined the rasa dance. All right? So if that's true, even amongst the gopis, they're not all equal, then of course it would have to be true for the other dynasty. So it would depend. Those who are eternal associates, yes, they would have had a spiritual body. But see, some of them, you know, at the beginning, when Brahma gets the message from Shiradakshai Vishnu, Shiradakshai Vishnu tells the demigods, expand yourselves and take birth in the Yadu dynasty. So some of them were demigods, and they're not spiritual. They're material. And even amongst the cowherd boys, some of them were expansions of demigods. Okay? So if they were expansions of demigods, they still have a material body. Does that answer your question?
So Krishna's son, he got married to Banasura's daughter, which is Rakshish, right?
Externally.
Yeah.
We don't, okay, then that have to, you're asking a different question. Then we have to go into each and every case. Okay? But based on the question you asked, it would depend. Okay? All right. Fair enough? All right. Continue. Since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there have been many imitation incarnations of Krishna who cannot understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself and not an ordinary human being. Less intelligent men create their own quote-unquote gods by advertising a human being as God. That is their mistake. Therefore, hear the words Tar Shuddha Kalevara warn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is not material but purely spiritual. One should not, therefore, accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary devotee, although he assumed the form of a devotee. Yet, one must certainly know that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, one should not misunderstand his pastimes and place him in exactly the same position as Krishna. It is for this reason only that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as Krishna or Vishnu, he blocked his ears, not wanting to hear himself addressed as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a class of devotees called Gauranga Nagari, who stage plays of Krishna's pastimes using a vigraha or form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a mistake that is technically called rasabasa. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to enjoy as a devotee, one should not disturb him by addressing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, we'll end our class here.